was the ultimate spy. Outside our circle, none but Soulcatcher could detect his presence. Morgan informed us of our enemy's every plot, those that we suspected strongly enough to ask Sara to investigate. The process was cumbersome and limited, but still, Morgan constituted our most potent weapon. We could not survive without him. And Sara was ever more reluctant to call him up. God knows it is hard to keep believing. Many of our brothers have lost their faith and have drifted away, vanishing into the chaos of the Empire. Some may be rejuvenated once we have had a flashy success or two. The years have been painful for Sara. They cost her 3 children, an agony no loving parent should have to bear. She lost their father as well, but suffered little by that deprivation. No one who remembered the man spoke well of him. She suffered with the rest of us during the siege of Jaekoor. Maybe Sara and the entire Nuangbo people had angered Gongesha. Or maybe the god with the several elephant heads just enjoyed a cruel prank at the expense of her worshippers. Certainly Kina got a chuckle out of pulling lethal practical jokes on her devotees. Goblin and One-Eye were not usually present when Sara raised Morgan. She did not need their help. Her powers were narrow but strong, and those two could be a distraction even when they tried to behave. Those antiques being there told me something unusual was afoot. And old they are, almost beyond reckoning. Their skills sustain them. One-Eye, if the annals do not lie, is on the downhill side of 200. His youthful sidekick lags less than a century behind. Neither is a big man, which is being generous. Both are shorter than me, and never were taller, even long before they became dried-up old relics, which was probably when they were about 15. I cannot imagine One-Eye ever having been anything but old. He must have been born old, and wearing the ugliest, filthiest black hat that ever existed. Maybe One-Eye goes on forever because of the curse of that hat. Maybe the hat uses him as its steed and depends on him for its survival. That crusty, stinking glob of felt rag will hit the nearest fire before One-Eye's corpse finishes bouncing. Everyone hates it. Goblin, in particular, loathes that hat. He mentions it whenever he and One-Eye get into a squabble, which is about as often as they see one another. One-Eye is small and black and wrinkled. Goblin is small and white and wrinkled. He has a face like a dried toad's. One-Eye mentions that whenever they get into a squabble, which is about as often as there is an audience, but nobody to get between them. They strain to be on their best behavior around Sara, though. The woman has a gift. She brings out the best in people. Except her mother. Though the troll is much worse away from her daughter. Lucky us, we do not see Kaigoda much. Her joints hurt her too bad. Tobo helps care for her. Our cynical exploitation of his special immunity from her vitriol. She dotes on the boy, even if his father was foreign slime. Sara told me, these two claim they've found a more effective way to materialize Morgan. So you can communicate directly. Usually Sara had to talk from